Greece. You made it.
Hey, Greece.
Yeah.
How's it going?
I'm loving life. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
All right, listen, I got a problem. I'm going for the New York City police test at the end of this month.
Yes?
And my girlfriend is not too happy about it.
Why is that?
Oh, she's kind of like worried, you know?
Worried about what? Did you get plugged?
You get blown away.
Yeah, well, that's part of it. You want to be a cop? There's a certain inherent risk on your part. That's part of the excitement. That's part of the challenge.
Yeah, well, you see, one of my friends was a cop, and he was, like, killed in the line of duty, you know?
Well,
But, you know, she knows about it, so that's why she's worried about it. What do you think?
I'll tell you what I think. Then maybe you better find you a new girlfriend, man. You better find you a new girlfriend, because you're going to need support. You're going to be going through hell when you're a low man. There's times when you're working long hours, the last thing you need is somebody hocking you. When are you going to quit it? When are you going to quit the job? And no, this is more. This ain't like getting a job in an office building somewhere. This is a lifestyle, a way of life. And if she can't accept it, it's best to cut her loose now. You keep your eyes open. There's all kinds of courses in officer survival. Admittedly, sometimes stuff happens. You can have all the courses in the world. But there's stuff, there's ways to keep yourself at the keen cutting edge. Do you think Wyatt Earp's girlfriend said, Wyatt, I want you to stop with this sheriff business. Come home and bake bread with me. Huh? You think Bat Masterson's girlfriend said, Bat, don't do this law enforcement. Come on. You think Wild Bill Hickok's woman? Hell no. They supported them. They were there with good vittles when they got back. And it's the same with today's modern warrior. So you're not even married to her right now. She's your girlfriend, I'll be honest with you. Once you get that uniform on, buddy, you'll have all the split tail you can deal with. Once you're out there knowing full well, you're out there putting it on the line every day. That's the ultimate aphrodisiac. So you tell her she doesn't want to be a part of the action, believe me. You ain't going to get any dust on the hydraulics after you join the proud and the bold. Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a lawman. Well, it's a hot summer night. One of those nights where it's so thick you can cut the humidity with a knife. You got your squad car on a dark country road. It's pitch black out there. You turn on every light. You turn on the siren, and you go roaring down that country road right next to the swamp as fast as you can. Now, all the bugs in the area are attracted to the bright flashing lights on your squad car. And as you're driving along that country road, you hear it splat, 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 as crickets and mosquitoes and fireflies, locusts, splat, 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 all impacting the windshield, the front grille, and the hood of your car. By the time you turn around and you drive back the same way, your car looks like it's covered in sludge. I mean, you got dead bug guts all over it. That's when you drive down to the convenience store that's been calling the department saying there's a bunch of little maggoty kids that have been shoplifting and generally annoying the guy that's running the all-night convenience store. Now, you can't have him annoyed because he might close it down. And then where you going to get your Bavarian cream that there at 3 o'clock in the morning? Where you going to get some gut-burning coffee at 3 o'clock in the morning? So you pull up to the convenience store, you leave your door purposely unlocked and open, you lay your shotgun down on the seat so it looks appealing. You make believe you're inside, engrossed in conversation with the owner of the store. Sure enough, those maggoty kids, they come out, they see your squad car, they open the door, they reach for the 870. That's when you come out and you grab them both by the back of the head and slam their heads on the hood of your slimy squad car. Splat them! You're like squishing their faces in the bug guts. Why, were you going to steal from the police car? As you cuff them up real tight so it cuts off the circulation, inducing gangrene on their wrists. Don't you ever steal from a police car ever again. And you take them slimy bodies downtown and book them.
It's the all-new Greaseman Show.
That's who it is, buddy. That's who it is. Right here, front and center, ready with action. Eyes blazing. Stand by. We got to take a pause, but I will be back with more of the Greaseman Show.